The City of Zerdai, written by Maria V. Snyder and read by Wendy Boss. Sand. It was everywhere, in everything, and unending. Shyla moved yet another heavy shovelful of the reddish-orange stuff and glared at the pile, as if her censure would keep the annoying grains from returning. Of course, they would blow right on back, invariably blocking one of the many critical air vents of their new headquarters. No wonder the underground cities of Karaha had entire crews of people whose sole job was sand removal. Yet another aspect of life that Shyla had taken for granted when she lived in the city of Zerdai. She paused to wipe the sweat from her brow. The sun was a few angles above the horizon. Its jump had just started, casting long shadows across the desert. The light breeze cooled her body. This was her favourite time of a sun jump. Taking in the scenery, Shyla noted the distant clumps of vegetation, the rolling red dunes, the pink sky, and Rendor's muscular arms flexing as he worked. Streaks of sweat ran down the sides of his dark face and stained his sleeveless tunic. He'd taken off his sun cloak, its protective fibres not needed at this time. During the early angles, the sun warmed the land, but as it continued its jump over the sky, the heat would increase until anyone trapped on the surface would be cooked alive. Rendor caught her looking at him. He smiled. A strange flutter brushed her heart. She ducked her head before she could grin back at him like some love-struck ninny. After all, she was the leader of the Invisible Sword, a magical organization determined to save Zerdai from the corrupt and power-hungry Water Prince and Heliacal Priestess, both of whom had no qualms torturing and killing innocent people.
"Sand's not going to move itself, Your Highness," Garice called.
She paused with a full bucket of it in her hands. Her job was to spread out the sand that arrived via pulley from the deeper levels.
"It will once you teach me how,"
Shyla countered, ignoring the good-natured jab. She'd been called worse. With her blonde hair, eyebrows, and eyelashes, she was sun-kissed and therefore an oddity among the people of Karaha.
"That would be a waste of your energy,"